Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, so much power, wonder-working power. faith, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power.
Come on, church, let's enter in this day. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we just want to be glad in it. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh, God. Lord, we come to be changed from the name in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, that you search our hearts and minds, oh, God, and soul. If you find any wicked way in us, oh, God, turn it be taken out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Come on, church, open up your mouth and give God our praise right now, right where you are. Amen. Oh, come on, enter into his case with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because he's worthy. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, give God our praise right now. He's looking for those that will worship him in truth. Truth and in spirit. Oh, Father God, we come to worship you today in spirit and in truth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. We declare the battle of victory of the Lord our God right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We are God in Christ and Christ is in us. Amen. And we are called out to the kingdom of God. Amen. And through Christ Jesus who has saved us, we are the righteousness of God. And we declare the cry right now, the goodness of the Lord operating through and upon our lives right now. We're sanctified. Hallelujah by the word of God. Amen. We're born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We will not be denied this day. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. For we are saved by Christ Jesus, our sent by his Father in heaven, our heavenly Father to save us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We say yes on today. Hallelujah. We say yes to your will. Yes to your will. Yes to your plan. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, if you just say yes today and follow Jesus with no turning back, oh Lord, we give our life to you right now for eternity. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the mind of Christ arise in us right now. Heavenly Father, as we find our will to your will, oh God, we want all that you can do, oh God, and we know you can do all things, but say, hallelujah, we know that with man, oh God, it's impossible, but with you, Father God, all things are possible, and we just want to say, thank you, Lord. We silence the mouth of an evil speaker right now. And we've taken his hearing right now. Hallelujah. We bind the eyes of the evil watch upon our life and the life of our family members. We disannul and disengage. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. Every assignment of the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare over and over again that we are victorious. Hallelujah. No matter what we're going through right now. We are healed. We are delivered. We are set free. We don't walk by sight. We don't walk, hallelujah, by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, in this service. Bring in healing and deliverance to all that believe on today. And those of us that's having a problem with our belief, Lord, help us with our unbelief, oh God, and increase our faith right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today, oh God. And for us, let's become a light for your children, oh God, to overflow, and we will have room enough to receive it. Because of the overflow. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command every wall of Jericho to come down right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, and it's not enough for receiving all that you have for us, Father God. For the power that God has invested in us, we decree and declare right now, in Jesus Christ's mighty name, that we have a resurrection power working on the inside. My Lord, he called in the voice, shut my name. We speak to every power on our lives. We say, hallelujah, cease your works and die for holy. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. My God, my God, we bless your name, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over our minds right now. We purify, sanctify mind and thoughts, amen, with the blood of Jesus Christ, that we may have the mind of Christ, that our thoughts will be righteous, pure, and holy, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give our life as a living sacrifice unto you, O God, acceptable in all its ways, amen. Hallelujah, help us to walk, O God, in complete obedience to your plan, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. We quench right now with the shield of faith every fiery dart the enemy sends our way, amen. We quench every fiery dart of jealousy, envy, anger, bitterness, and rage sent against our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We quench every fire, hallelujah, brand sent against our life by the enemy right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and rebuke our spirits of jealousy and pride, and hallelujah, directed against our life in the name of Jesus Christ. We quench every fire, hallelujah, that the enemy would throw into our sanctuary right now in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, we will not be burned by the fire of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We'll overcome of every fiery trial sin against us in our life. Through Christ Jesus, we'll overcome us. We'll more than conquer. Amen. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Knowing that we have Christ on the inside. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Right now in this service right now, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you know what we need, oh, God, before we ask, oh, God. Lord, we ask, oh, God, that you bow your ear down this day, oh, God, and hear our prayers. For the Bible says when the righteous cry out, that we'll deliver from all our troubles, amen? So we receive on today deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the prayers of the righteous are very much. So we come standing in the gap for all today in the name of Jesus Christ, the Father and the Lord, amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, lead us on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for every marriage ordained by God. We pray for divine unity, peace, love, joy, and happiness for all. Blessings and favor of the Lord, our God. Amen. We pray for every child around the world. We pray that protection and peace, hallelujah, that every need is met. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we pray for every man of God and woman of God right now, oh God, it's your move mighty in their lives, oh God. Lord, we pray with divine order, direction, and instruction for their lives. Amen. We pray, oh God, for spiritual growth in the name of Jesus Christ. That all will operate, oh God, according to your Holy Spirit, oh God. That there will be no spiritual blindness, spiritual deafness, or spirit and ignorance, in the name of Jesus Christ, because we will operate according to the Holy Spirit, that you will send our covenant to darkness and remind us of those things, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, he covered over us, my Lord, we thank you. Let every stronghold and soul tie. Lord, a strong man to be broken and destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every curse spoken, written, and generational curses, every curse in the bloodline. We come against it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that we have cut off our ties of servants with the blood of the enemy, and that is not of God right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the prophetic anointing of God be released in this service on today. Amen. Let breakthrough come now in our peace, in our joy, in our happiness, in our finances and support, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we look to you for all things, oh God. For you are the lifter of our heads, oh God. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Let's look to the hills for where help comes from. I want you to know today that our help comes from the Lord, our God. Lord, we trust you, oh God. We give it all over to you, Father. Move mighty, oh God. We come against every hindrance spirit on the line today. Every spirit of frustration, every spirit of distraction. We come against every spirit of pride, fear, hallelujah, disbelief, murmuring, complaining, tenuous. We come against every spirit of worry, faith, hallelujah. We come against every gluttony spirit of lust and perversion, hallelujah. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, infirmity, affliction, inflammation of viruses right now in the name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against every spirit of offense, forgiving offense, hallelujah, my Lord, my God, we decree the day that we are delivered, and we command you, Spirit, to cease your work and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for we are the righteousness of God. We thank you, Lord God, any spirit that is operating in our homes or in our lives, we command you right now to cease your work and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plant the seeds of blessings on today. We plant the seeds of favor. We plant the seeds of prosperity right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we plant the seeds of joy. Hallelujah. We uproot every seed that the enemy has planted to cause destruction, to cause sickness, to cause division. We uproot every seed of the enemy to cause death, to premature death, spiritually and in the natural. We uproot that seed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we destroy with the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we water every seed that we have planted by faith on today, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you give the increase right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, oh God, that all our sins are forgiven right now. And that we're washed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Huh? And we just want to say thank you that we've been made whole through Christ Jesus. And there is no lack, oh God, of your goodness and favor. Hallelujah, because we are in Christ, and Christ is in us, oh Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, have your way, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on, open up your mouth, church. Hallelujah, praise him right now. Hallelujah, spirit and in truth, open up your mouth or use your tongues if you have. You speak in tongues right now. Oh, God, we bless your name, Father. We thank you for your presence right now, Father God. Thank you, Lord. We give it all over to you, Lord. We glorify and magnify your name, oh God. We exalt your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, oh God. Oh, Lord, you're worthy of our praise, oh God, and more. Oh, they call it a Roshana Maha. We love you, Lord. We thank you, oh God, that you first loved us, oh God. And you sent your only begotten Son to save us, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We take the blood of Jesus Christ of all we pray for today. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and of power in his name that we are blessed in our going out and coming in on today.
Hallelujah.
We're blessed when we sit down, blessed when we stand up.
Hallelujah.
We're blessed when we lay down. We're blessed when we rise up, oh God, because it's you, hallelujah, that has done it all for us. And we thank you, Lord. Peace. Peace to you. We fill this prayer today with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but heal, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Well, here we are again. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice, 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 and be exceedingly glad in it, because God is good, and he's more than worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We will make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is that day, hallelujah, that we have set aside to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And all the earth sings praises. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, every single one here to Sunday service. This 2 p.m. hour, we want to welcome every single one that have joined us. Welcome every single one that's joined us and streaming from the East Coast. Hallelujah. Everyone that's there in New York City. Everyone that's there in Chicago. Everyone that's there in parts of Florida, everyone that's there in Louisiana, everyone in Texas, we just want to say thank you for being here with us
this afternoon.
Amen. You didn't find a robbery to show up, hallelujah, to help us celebrate the Lord. This is that day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made.
Thank you.
So we thank every single one for being here in Sunday service with us. We thank you for allowing us to be in your homes as well. You know, there is no time and no distance in spirit, so we thank you for inviting us in as well. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome.
Yes.
We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas.
Yes.
The pastor is Apostle Tawanika Manning.
I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we'd like to welcome you today.
Hallelujah.
What a glorious day. We just thank God to be here. We thank God for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart, knowing that someone's heart stopped beating today and they took their last breath, but God has kept us.
Amen.
How many of y'all know God to be a keeper?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He'll keep you if you want to be kept. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The world will get you to try to get you to look at everything else.
Yes.
But keep your mind stayed on Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says that he'll keep you in perfect
peace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome, everyone. If you're a guest with us here on today, it's your first time with us, we want to pray. We want to welcome you, my husband and I, Pastor Doris. Amen. And we want to welcome you. We want to personally welcome you and pray for you and pray with you, trusting God and all that we pray about concerning you and your family. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So all you have to do is press one. Hallelujah. Press one.
Hallelujah.
And we'll be happy to welcome you on today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, just press one. Anyone that that is new, you know, we do welcome you here at a Sunday service here. You know, just press one. We would like to welcome you personally. You know, we thank you for being here. Anyone that has a testimony, God just put this on my heart. Somebody want to testify, you know, how good God is, just press one. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is your Uncle Joel. I had to press this one in so I can, I just need y'all to say a prayer for, I got two nieces down there that are going through some hard time with Antonio Washington, which is very sick. They're going through some rough time. They need your prayer right now. They really need prayer right now. I'm their uncle. I'm Uncle Joe, which everybody know me. But those two need prayer right now. They were very upset this morning when I talked to them. And I just need you and Pastor Manning to pray for them right now.
Amen. Oh, God, we coming to, what's their name right now, Uncle Joe?
Tony, Antonio Washington.
Antonio Washington.
And Monica Henderson, they need your prayer. And Tiffany Washington, they need your prayer.
Okay. Antonio, Gwen, Monica, and Tiffany Washington.
And Tiffany. Yeah, they're all your family. They're all family. First cousin.
Amen. I know every single one. Amen. Amen. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to be able to come to you in prayer, Father God. We are come touching agreement with you, Father God. We realize that you know all about it already in the mighty name of Jesus. But we thank you, Father God, that you said when two or three are gathered together in your name, Father God, asking anything in your name, Father God, you said that you will do. So we just want to say thank you, Father God, right now that we lift up our brothers and our sisters, Antonio Washington, Gwen, hallelujah, Monica, and Tiffany right now in the name of Jesus. For you know everything about them, Father God, but you told us to bring it to you and leave it right there. So we say, Father God, right now, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, that all is well with them. Their bodies are healed, hallelujah, from any sickness, any disease, any infirmities, anything that's impure and anything that's unclean that have attached themselves to us. We say right now, by faith, be there removed in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, that all is well with them. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing right now. Move right now, Father God. Touch like you touch. Hallelujah. Heal like you heal. We know that you are the healer, Father God. You have already healed us 2,020 years ago, Father God. So we say right now by faith that we are healed, that we are delivered, and we are set free. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you have redeemed us already from the curse of the law of sin and death. For we shall live, and we shall not die. We are set free. For the Bible says, who the Son is free is free indeed. So we say by faith that we are free from any sin. We are free from any disease. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and we declare that it is so. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up Antonio, Monica, and Tiffany, and Gwen right now. Lord, you already know about him. Lord, we decree and declare your word in Isaiah 53 and 5 that by your stripes that they are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jesus carried sickness and infirmity away, so we decree and declare right now that every sickness, every infirmity has been carried away from Antonio, Monica, Tiffany, and Gwen in the name of Jesus Christ. As we touch, come touching in the grin, we decree and declare the resurrection power working on the inside. Oh, Lord, touch them in the pit of their stomach, oh, God. And radiate, oh, God, healing through their bodies right now. Oh, Lord, release your healing virtue to their bodies. Release the balm of Gilead healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We cast it off spirits and infirmity that will protect their bodies right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the rebuke and cast it off spirits of cancer that would attempt to accept itself in their bodies and any part of their body in the name of Jesus Christ. We command 12 to the seashore once and die at the root. In the name of Jesus Christ, we break and rebuke and cast all fears causing diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, leukemia, blood disease, breathing problems, arthritis, lupus, Alzheimer's, insomnia right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak healing and strength to their bodies and bones. In the name of Jesus Christ, we release them right now from every attack of the enemy, heart attack, and disease. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let healing come and move, God, in every let speeding healing, oh God, take place in our bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them be a breakthrough in their healing right now, oh God, because we're praying right now. Let Lord, let it take place right now, even while we're praying. We know that your God that answers, even while we're praying, oh God, you're already answering. And we thank you, oh God, that you brought your ear down right now, that you heard our prayers concerning Antonio, Monica, Tiffany, and Green. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let every tumor, evil, growth, melt at the presence of God right now. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, release them right now, oh God. From every sickness, oh God, let deliverance take place right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let their hallelujah, oh God, let their flesh, hallelujah, be crushed in their child's and return to the days of their youth. We pray for their immune system to be strengthened right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, renew their youth like the eagles. We decree in the presence that they shall live and not die. And proclaim the works of the Lord, our God. My Lord, my God. Lord, heal all their diseases. Oh, Lord, let your health be their conscience, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, heal them, oh Lord, and they shall be healed. Let your righteous touch their life and heal them, oh God. Release the fire of God to burn up any sickness or disease that will operate in their bodies right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, on them, we break all curses of premature death and destruction right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, concerning Antonio, Monica, Tiffany, and Gwen. Oh, Lord, we know that you're evil, God.
Yes,
Father. You are Jehovah, wrath of the Lord who heals. Oh, Lord, Ricardo the Lord, Shanahan. Oh, Lord, let them receive your word on today, which is health to their flesh, oh, God. Lord, bless their food, oh, God, and let it take sickness away from their bodies, oh, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let their hearts be with the rhythm of life, oh, God. Let peace come and be still right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we break all curses of sickness and disease and command all hereditary fears of sickness to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let no evil disease sting of the lamb cling to their bodies, oh, God. We rebuke any sickness that will come to eat up their flesh right now, including cancer, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, remove any dust from their liver, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We cast out any spirit of infirmity that came into their life through witchcraft, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we prayed about in agreement on today. Amen. Come on, church, you all. Come on, let's come into agreement for our brothers and sisters, Antonio, Monica, and Tiffany, and Gwen. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you may not know who they are, but we are all one body in Christ. Amen. We all are members of the body of Christ. So we got to lift and pray for one another. We got to intercede. Amen. Touching and agreeing. So God, pray today. As we touch and agree, you open up your mouth and say, Lord, do it for our brothers and sisters. Oh, Lord, let there be no delay, oh, God. Lord, we're trusting you for the miracle of healing on today, oh, God. We know that even right now, oh, God, you can turn it around for Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, that you turn it around right now, my Lord, my God. We're trusting you for the turnaround, oh, God. We thank you for the testimony that's being in birth right now.
Hallelujah.
Because we've come together today in prayer and believe that, man. Hallelujah to your name, God. We trust in you, oh God.
Thank you.
We leave it right there.
Thank you.
We cast our burdens down. And those are our family members and loved ones. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We cast them over to you, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We give it all over to you, Lord, right now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. That
yes.
does all things but say honor with the promises of God. In the Holy Spirit of the living God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes.
And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come on. Come on, everybody. We just need to hear y'all say something. Y'all say amen with us. Can we
hallelujah.
Amen together? That we're all in agreement. Hallelujah. Because you never know if it would be you or someone you love. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Brother Joel. We love you. We're trusting God to do it all. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My Lord, my God, so many are dealing with, that we know are dealing with so many different ailments in life right now, illnesses and sicknesses, but we decree and declare today that we are healed.
Amen.
We're decreeing the class today that we are healed. Oh, shadababu. You just never know what people are going through, but we're going to decree in the class today, no matter what the doctor says, no matter what it looks like, the doctor is just a doctor. But God is the healer. God is not the doctor. He's the healer.
Amen.
The doctor is just the doctor. They practice medicine, but God is the healer.
Hallelujah.
We cancel every assignment of the wicked one right now. We decree in the class that nobody that we love or connected to us will not end up in the hands of the enemy.
Amen.
So we careful every time. We call the anointed doctors, ordained doctors of God, to see about his children, my God's children. And we careful every assignment of every agent of the devil.
Amen.
I want you to understand that Satan has his agents in position in the medical field, and they're diagnosing how to be God's children with all kind of things and administering things to our body that are causing sicknesses and diseases. So we come against that right now with the blood of Jesus Christ. We will not be blinded to the trickery of the foolery of the enemy anymore. Amen.
Amen.
We declare and declare that our eyes are open. Amen. Our ears are open. And our mouths are open to shout glory. Hallelujah. Just thanking God because if God is with you, who can be against you?
Hallelujah.
My Lord, my
Hallelujah.
God. We thank God.
Thank him.
We thank God. Hallelujah. We will not be sick. We will not stay there. Amen.
Yes.
It's not meant for us to stay there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You all, we're just thanking God right now.
Amen.
Amen. This pastor man is being led by the Holy Spirit on today. We're going to prepare for our scripture. Amen.
Yes.
And then we're going to have our song selection. We'll have two song selections. Hallelujah. One song selection, Pastor Sin. Brother Josie, see? We'll have a song and then we'll have a short version. Amen. Y'all, thank you all for being with us this afternoon. Thank God. It's good to see everyone in church service today. And our sister Marlisha Carter and sister Dorita Jones and sister Pamela, you know, hallelujah. God bless you. And everyone else, we're just calling out some that we know when we see them. It's kind of like you see people and some of you know them because you fellowship and been around them. So we just thank God for everyone that's in church service on today. And we just trust in God for the miracle. Amen.
Amen.
Because we serve a miracle working God. He still is working miracles. But will you trust him for the miracle for your life? Amen. Will you trust him for your family? Amen. How are you? The scripture today, y'all, is going to be coming out of John 14. Amen. John 14, verses 13 and 14.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm sorry, y'all. Bear with me for a minute here while I gather myself. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, have your way, God. Have your way. Just let the Holy Spirit move on us right now. Just allow the Holy Spirit, because sometimes we can move too fast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says in John 14, verse 13 and 14, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Hallelujah.
But it takes a little bit more than that.
Amen.
You got to have faith.
Hallelujah. Move in faith.
This is moving faith. You got to believe.
Yeah.
You got to believe so that you can receive. Hallelujah. I want you to understand when Jesus says we can ask for anything, we must remember that our asking must be in His name. Amen. That is according to God's character and will. God will not grant requests contrary to His nature or His will. And we cannot use His name, you are, as a magic formula to fulfill our selfish desires. Amen. We got to ask God for God's will to be done while we're asking. And as part of praying in the spirit, that it comes from the heart. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of His word. Amen. God bless you. Right now we'll have a phone selection. Hallelujah. Brother Joel, we're looking forward to you blessing us with a song at our 2 o'clock service. Amen. God bless you.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad to be back with y'all again. You know, God is good. I just thank y'all for that prayer for the family. You know,
amen.
God have ways of doing everything. I just hope that they got a chance to listen, because with that prayer, really, it really was touching. It should have touched them, because there's so much going on. Jesus is on the main line. Tell Him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Tell Him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Tell Him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line now. If you sick and you can't get well, tell Him what you want. Lord, if you sick and you can't get well, tell Him what you want. Oh, if you sick and you can't get well, tell Him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line now. If you need your body healed, tell Him what you want. Lord, if you need your body healed, tell Him what you want. Oh, if you need your body healed, tell Him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line now. Lord, if you need a little more power, tell Him what you want. Whoa, if you need a little more power, tell Him what you want. Oh, if you need a little more power, tell Him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line now. Main line, main line. Tell Him what you want. Oh, main line, main line. Tell Him what you want. Oh, main line, main line. Tell Him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line now. Why don't you call Him up? Call Him up. Tell Him what you want. Oh, call Him up. Call Him up. And tell Him what you want. Whoa, call Him up. Call Him up. Tell Him what you want. Whoa, Jesus is on the main line now. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus is on the main line. Everyone, tell Him what you want. Amen. God bless you, Brother Joel. We thank you for blessing us with the song.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. If you all are ready at this time, I hope you're ready for the preached word today coming forth from our very own Pastor Dorsey Manning, a man of God, a man that's willing to pray for you, to lead, to guide by example in the name of Jesus Christ. So I present to you, you all, no other than my handsome, faithful, loving husband, Pastor Dorsey Manny.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's give God some glory. Give God some glory. Hallelujah. He is more
Amen.
Than worthy to be praised.
Yes, Lord.
Well, we've made it here to the message on part of Sunday service. I'm so glad to be here in this place. You know, it's
It's been a few weeks now since I've been here in the pulpit, according to some things that had happened here. But I just want everybody to know we serve a great God. We serve
Amen.
A great God. The
yes,
thing
Lord.
That looked like it was coming to an end. See, what it looked like to man, see, it don't look the same to God. Hallelujah. See, how God
Amen.
Sees you is the way that we should see ourselves and everybody else should see you. So I thank everyone for receiving me, and most of all, thank everyone for being here, be able to receive the word.
Amen.
So let us pray. Father
yes,
God,
Amen.
We thank you. We thank
Amen.
You, Father God, that
thank
you are
Lord.
Near and you are dear. We
yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Father God, that you are with us all the days
yes,
of our life.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God, that you
thank
have given
you.
Us the Holy Spirit to be our
yes,
guide,
Lord.
To be our coach, to be our
yes,
instructor.
Lord.
In the mighty
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. So we just want to say
in
thank you, Father
Jesus
God.
Christ,
we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Father God, for every single word that you have already
My
said
Lord.
In us already, Father God. And that your word, Father God, that it will go forth and touch every single heart, touch
yes,
every
Lord.
Single mind, heal, deliver, and set free in the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray,
Amen.
Father God, that you will be every single word, every single thought, and every single feeling. Unclean
yes,
thought, unclean spirit. We rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. And you be
yes,
cast away from this place right now.
Amen.
Now, Father, we pray that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture for us, not to add or take away from it. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus'
Amen.
Name that we pray. And all that do agree, do say it. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory
now,
to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you have your Bibles here with you, I would like for you to go with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 24. Matthew,
Amen.
Chapter 24. I'll be reading a little bit from the New King James Version, and I'll also be reading from the NLT, the New Living Translation of the Bible.
Amen.
Amen. Well, God put it on my heart, you know, to do what the same thing he put on everybody's heart to do. It's just that in this hour, he put me in this place to give the message or to give the word of what he's saying. So the thing for today is, or the word for today is, he is coming again. That's the word for today. He is coming again.
Yes, Lord.
Now we have to realize that. We have to realize that, you know, this is not a new word, you know, that comes from God. This is the good news, the word of God, for us to hear it and for us to be ready. Hallelujah. He is coming again. Now, this word has been preached for years and years and years to come. Jesus preached this word. Hallelujah. So here we are right here in this place, the same word that Jesus preached. Hallelujah. This is a word that that we are here to preach too. Now, Matthew chapter 24, we thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 24, we'll start right here in the New King James Version at verses 44. Matthew chapter 24 and verses 44. And here it is, Jesus is speaking. He says, therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you did not expect. Therefore, be ready. I want to read that same verse here from the NLT. It reads here, so you must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Hallelujah. Now, how many people know that God, that Jesus is coming again? So now we didn't hear this being said, so I want to ask the question to you. Now, so because we have heard this, you know, that he is coming again, I want to ask how you feel. And I'll say it again. He is coming again. He is coming
yes,
again.
Yes.
So how you feel? How do you feel when you hear he is coming again? Now, over here in Matthew chapter 24, I want to look at a couple verses right here. I want to show you a few things right here in Matthew chapter 24. You know, this is Jesus. He was speaking here, you know, to his disciples. See, right here in this place, when he said he is coming again, we have to realize that God, hallelujah, God have already came in this world. He have already overcame this world. Hallelujah. He have already defeated Satan. He had already died there on the cross. He had already went to hell and stayed there 3 days, 3 nights. Hallelujah. He had already been resurrected from the dead. Hallelujah. He have already ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. He's seated right now in honor. Hallelujah. He's seated right now in honor, hallelujah, on the right hand of God, God the Father, hallelujah, making intercessions for you and I. And here it is, this message here, that he is coming again when he come again to judge first the dead and then the living. So here are the disciples. Here is his disciples. They were asking Jesus, he spoke this over here. I'll read this here from the NLT, Matthew chapter 24. I start right here at verses 1. We need to understand something. And Jesus was leaving the temple grounds, and his disciples pointed out to him various temple buildings. 2 says, but he responded, do you see all these buildings? He said, I tell you the truth, that they will be completely demolished. Not one stone will be left on top of another. So now his disciples, you know, what they were doing here, he's trying to understand, you know, what he was talking about. You know, what are you saying here? You know, you see these temple buildings here. I imagine these buildings have been there for years and years and years. But here it is, you know, Jesus Christ, you know, he's telling them that, hey, not one of these stones, when he come again, not one of these bricks of these buildings will be on top of nothing. You know, everything will be overturned. He's coming again. So I want to ask you the question here. I want to ask you this question. When Jesus do come again, when he come again, will you be ready? Are you ready to leave and go with him right now? Because he is coming again. See, God is not going to give us his promise. He is not going to give us his word for it not to come to pass. It's not to come to pass. So I want to know how it is, how do you feel? However it is that you feel right now by hearing this scripture, it says something about where you are in life. However you feel about, you know, hearing he is coming again, it causes you to be in a place. It causes you to be in a place. Without you even trying, it's something that you are going to feel because you just have been exposed to the truth. Jesus said that I am telling the truth. Now, I don't know if you feel happy. I don't know if you feel nothing at all. I don't know if you're right here in that neutral place. I don't even know if you feel ashamed, if you feel guilty or condemned about it. But what I do know is Jesus Christ is coming again. Hallelujah. However you feel, Christ is coming again. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans chapter 8 and verses 1. Romans chapter 8, I read this from the NLT, and verses 1 says, so now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And 2 says here,
amen.
And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. My Lord, my God. So right here, right now, where we are, we know that Jesus Christ is coming again. So since we know this here, you know, this is a message that God wants us to always have in our minds, always have in our heart, that he is coming again to judge the dead, and he's coming again to judge the living. Hallelujah. He's coming back for his church. And he's coming back for his church without spot or wrinkle. Now, we hear read over here in Romans chapter 8 that anyone that is condemned, anyone that is ashamed, anyone that is guilty, hallelujah, because you know that he's coming again. See, this is not being condemned from God. This is not shame and guilt that's coming from God. This says those who are in Christ Jesus, you are not ashamed. And you are not condemned. You are not in a place, hallelujah. You're not in that place right now knowing that when God comes again, that he's going to come, and then you won't be ready when he comes. You won't be in that place where you're not doing the will of God. Hallelujah. Because you know that you are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's read 3 and 4 in this same right here place. Romans chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. It says, the law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent his own son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. Hallelujah. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sins. For it reads here, he did this so that the just requirement of the law would be fulfilled, satisfying us who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit. Hallelujah. Don't you know that the Spirit that he's talking about is the Holy Spirit? Now, every single body that is in Christ, every single body that is saved, you have to realize that you are free. And the reason why you have to realize that you are free, because it's the Holy Spirit who have freed you. Hallelujah. It is Jesus Christ who have freed you. It is Jesus Christ who have saved you. It is Jesus Christ who have redeemed you from all sin. Hallelujah. He has redeemed you from the curse of sin that leads to death. Don't you realize that Jesus Christ, you know, when he said that it is finished, hallelujah, when he said that it is finished, he defeated Satan right there on the cross. Satan had to give up the keys to death and had to give up the keys to the grave. So he had to give up the keys to death and the keys to the grave. Hallelujah. And we thank God that those of us who believe in him, we receive his spirit. So when he come again, he coming to receive us. So are you ready? Now let's go back over here to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, and let's read verses 36. Matthew chapter 24 and verses 36. Let's read what it says here. Now, Matthew chapter 24 and verses 36. Now I want to ask you the question, are you ready when he comes? Jesus Christ is coming in. Well, are you ready when he comes? Hallelujah. 36 says, however, no one knows the day or the hour when these things will happen, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son himself. Only the Father knows. My Lord, my God. Are you ready? If God was to show up right now, hallelujah, if he was to show up, in your home, if he was to show up right there at your door and you open up the door, what will you be doing? Hallelujah. What will you do? If God was to show up right now, if he was to show up right now, what will you be doing right now? Will you be texting on your phone? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Will you be over here trying to look at what's going on social media? Hallelujah. If he was to show up right now the message is going forth that he's coming again. He says no one knows the day, no one knows the hour. Even Jesus said, you know, even the Son don't know when it comes. Only the Father knows when he's going to come. Hallelujah. So what would you be doing? Will you be in that place? Will you be ready to go? Or will you be in that place to, oh, my God, I didn't know that you was going to show up right now. Will you be ready when he comes? Because the Bible tells us that we should be ready. We should be ready at all times. We should not be in that place of saying that, you know, I'd have heard that one time before. I'd have heard a couple times. But here it is that he ain't here yet. Hallelujah. See,
amen.
What he's saying is to be ready. Ready, come. See, you should not be in that place where you should be doing all manners of things and saying all manners of things. And here it is, you're caught red-handed. Hallelujah. So you can't say to God that, hey, God, I know you said that you was coming. I was just doing this and I was just doing that. Well, here, God said, be ready. See, God told you to love your brother. He told you to love your sister. He told you to have mercy on those. He told you to forgive those. But here it is, you're found in that place. When God showed up, you're having all manners of conversation about one another. Hallelujah. He find that when God shows up and then he searches your heart, he find that you have all this iniquity. You're full of sin. You're full of iniquity. You're full of unforgiveness. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
When he searches your heart and he find that you're right here in that place, see, you're not full of the word of God. See, you're full of self and you're full of pride. Hallelujah. See, you don't have God that's on your mind and God works on your mind. Hallelujah. You have the work of Satan. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
See, you belong to God, but you're acting like the devil.
My
I said you belong to God, but you're acting like Satan. Hallelujah. See, that includes believers, and that includes non-believers. When God show up, hallelujah, will you be in that place where you'll be representing the kingdom of God, or will you be in that place where you represent the kingdom of Satan? He is coming again. See, I don't know how you feel right now. Are you in a place where I'm neutral? Oh, you know, I hear you saying that, but I don't feel any type of way because you're saying that. Well, either way that you look at it, I look at it like this. If somebody told me that God was about to show up, hallelujah, and he said to be ready, see, I'm not going to be in that place where I'm not going to be ready. See, I'm going to be ready when he show up because he said he's going to come, hallelujah, to judge the dead first and then to judge the living. See, when God comes, we have to realize that when he comes, see, time is up. Hallelujah.
Yes,
all the time that God gave you, it was a time for you to get it right. Hallelujah. It was a time for you to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. See, that was the time
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
See, nobody knows the time that he will come, but we do know that he is coming. So how do we know? Where the fire at? So here it is over here in Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24 and verses 3. Even disciples, you know what we just said here, even disciples like, okay, well, what would be the signs that we'll know that you're coming? How will we know that you'll be coming? Now I want to speed it up a little bit. So we know what Jesus said right here. But I'm going to read this right here, what he says here. He says, it says, later Jesus said on the Mount of Olives, his disciples came to him privately and said, tell us, when will all this happen? What sign, what signals your return to the end of the world? Jesus told them, this is for, Jesus told them, don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name, hallelujah, claiming I am the Messiah. They will deceive many, and you will hear of wars and threats of wars. But don't panic. Yes, these things may take place, but the end won't follow immediately. Hallelujah. So now let me ask you a question. Amen. How many times have we already seen or heard or witnessed what Jesus had already said 2,020 years ago? How many people have already came saying that they was the Messiah? How many people? The Y2K. Here it is. 2000 is going to, year 2000 is going to be the end of the world. The Y2K, Jesus coming in year 2000. See, we have already witnessed that. How many times have we been in a place to where war has been declared on war has been declared on others? See, we're living in that time right now. See, we need to understand that the time that you're living in right now have already been prophesied. Hallelujah. He have already told you there will be wars. Hallelujah. He said, I already told you that there will be things that sweep through the land. You know what I'm saying? We have hurricanes and tornadoes. We have volcanoes erupting every single where. It's all type of things that we said. We just witnessed right now a whole pandemic that was talked about over here in Psalms 91. Hallelujah. A whole pandemic that we just experienced right now in year 2020. It was already prophesied that that would happen. This would be a sign and a signal for you to know that we're right here near the end of days. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
So what else do you need to know? But we thank you, Father God, that even in the time that we're living right now, even in this age that we're living in right now, Father God, we thank you that you're so gracious enough You're so gracious that you love us so much, Father God, that you gave us a little bit more time. See, we don't know when you're coming. We just realize that every single morning when we wake up, we still wake up in the land of the living. Then we got a little bit more time today. So you ain't promised us tomorrow. But because we woke up right now in the land of the living, today is that opportunity for us to get right with God. Hallelujah. And we get right with God by being baptized, hallelujah, by water, and being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But see, it ain't enough for just to stop right there, because many of us have already been baptized by water. Many of us have already received the Holy Spirit. But see, here it is over here in this same book, over here in Romans. He tells us in Romans chapter 12, that do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, God is coming again. See, as far as to live a life, have told us being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah.
Yes,
see, those of us
hallelujah.
Who are transformed by the renewing of our mind, we realize that God is coming again. And because we know that he's coming again for the church without spot or wrinkles, see, we'll be in that place where the word of God is on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And the reason why the word of God is going to be on the inside, because we sat down and we spent some time with God. Hallelujah. Every day.
Amen.
Every day. See, we are going to be those ones, when God asks us to speak, then we're going to sound like Jesus. We're going to sound just like God. See, when we go in the presence of our brothers and our sisters and our neighbors, see, the words that's going to come out of our mouth is not going to sound like the world. Hallelujah. See, every single time that we open up our mouth, when we get into the word of God has a way of coming out. Hallelujah. But every single time that you're in that place where you're in the presence of principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness, when you're watching all the bad news, when you have all the gospel, when you're talking about and you're talking about that, see, it's something about when you be in the presence of the gossip and be in the presence of the worldly. When you go around others, the first thing you're going to talk about is the very thing that you have been exposed to. You're going to sound just like the world, and you're going to sound just like the worldly. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, God is coming again. See, I don't want to be in this place when God shows up, and here it is, I turn around and I see him, but I was just over here hating on my sister. I was hating on my wife. I was hating on my son. I was hating on my brother. So I don't want to be right there in that place, because I can't turn around and say, oh, God, I ain't know that you were going to be here. But when he told you that I would be here, hallelujah, and the signs are already here, he's coming again.
Amen.
So where are you at right now? Where are you at right now? Matthew chapter 24 and 48. Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for putting us in that place where we are in order, Father God. Well, we realize that we are your children. We are called, Father God, to be able to do the work. Hallelujah. We are called, Father God, to realize that you're coming again, Father God. So we're to be preachers.
Lord.
Hallelujah. According to your word. We are to preach your word.
Lord.
We are to tell somebody that you are coming again. See, this is your will, Father God, for us to love one another. Hallelujah. See, first we have to get the word first. We got to get the word of God because he's coming again. Hallelujah. We have to be in Christ first. So we first have to be baptized first because he's coming again for those who are baptized in the Holy Spirit. Those are covered by the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. That's who Jesus is coming from. Hallelujah. We first have to do that before we can be able to do anything else past that. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. Verses 48. So I want to ask you this question. Where are you at now? Who are you with? Hallelujah. What work are you doing? What you working on? Are you working on the word of God? Hallelujah. Are you working on the world? So who you with? When God shows up, hallelujah, will you be with somebody that he told you not to be with? Hallelujah. When he shows up, he told you to be with one man. Well, what you know what I'm saying? Be with two men or three men. What will you say?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. When he show up, he told you not to worry, but you're full of worry. Hallelujah. And not only you're full of worry, you're telling everybody else about all of your worries. Hallelujah. But nobody never said, you know what I'm saying, to the worries, I'm not going to worry because I got Jesus. Hallelujah. When he come again, who are you with? What you saying? What you doing? Matthew chapter 24 in 40. Let's start right here at 40. Let's start right here at 45. Start right here at 45. Matthew chapter 24 and 45. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We realize that you are with us. And we realize that you're telling us the truth. Hallelujah. I'll read this from the NLT. 45 says, a faithful, sensible servant is one to whom the master can give the responsibility of managing his other household servants and feeding them. Hallelujah. 46 reads here, if the master returns and finds that the servant has done a good job, there will be a reward. 47 says, this Jesus says, I tell you the truth. The master will put that servant in charge over all he owns. 48. But what if the servant is evil and thinks the master won't be back for a while? Hallelujah. 49. Jesus. And he begins to beat the other servants. He's out partying. He's out getting drunk. Hallelujah. If God was to return again, which one would you be? Would you be the one that's living like the world, living like the world is? Yeah, we've all been there before. We've all parted. Hallelujah. We've all been in that place. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus. This is the reason why Jesus came. Hallelujah. To bring us into that place where we know that we have to trust him. To get us in that place so we don't be like the world. Hallelujah. We will be like Jesus. Hallelujah. This is why he died for us. Hallelujah. That we too can be saved from our sinful selves. See, we are no longer sinners when we're in Christ Jesus. But sometimes that old sin of that sinful nature likes to hang around and you still like to do what you used to do. Hallelujah. So which one would you be? Would you be the one that's doing the good job? Hallelujah. If the master shows up. Or you be the one that you're beating on the servants. Hallelujah. The one that's beating on one another. You be partying. You be doing all kinds of things. You're saying all manners of things that's not of God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
So I ask you, who you with? Because whoever you're with, and I mean whoever that you talk to on a daily basis, you will talk like them. You will sound like them. You will act like them. It's going to be one of the two things. Either they're going to be like you or you're going to be like them. But what about that man or that woman? Hallelujah. That every single morning when they wake up, they be in the presence of the Lord. What about that one? See, God has a way of getting on the inside of you, and when you be in the presence of others, see, you have a way of rubbing on the other ones. Hallelujah. See, that is what we ought to do. We ought to be carriers of the world, of the word of God. We ought to be carriers of the word. This is the reason why God has put us here, hallelujah, to be carriers of his word, because he's coming again. God loves us so much that he gave Jesus Christ. And everybody that believes in Jesus Christ, we should not perish, but we should have everlasting life. Don't you know that when you have God, that you have eternity? You know that. He's coming again. He's coming to judge the dead first and then the living. But what does that mean? Matthew chapter 24 and 50 and 51. It sums it all up. It says the master will return unannounced and unexpected. And he will cut the servant into pieces and assign him a place to hypocrites. In this place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, that's pretty plain and dry to understand. See, when God comes again and he come back and get his church, don't you realize that now, after the dead in Christ have risen, hallelujah, what God has promised us, some of us will not die when we all shall be resurrected with him, when we're all seated in heavenly places like he promised, because we did with just what he told us. We fought the good fight, hallelujah. We spread the good news. We realized that we were doing what God told us to do. He told us to love our neighbors unconditionally. Hallelujah. To love our brothers and our sisters. He told us to serve one another. Hallelujah. And when we're in that place right there, hallelujah, he came back. He's coming back for you. But we need to realize that something happened. Hallelujah. After we all have been taken up. See, the Bible tells us over here in this same chapter, he said that there will be two. There would be two. It would be two men working out there in the field, and one would be taken up, and the other would be left behind. He said that there would be two women, and they would be over there grinding flour. One said they'll be taken, and the other shall be left behind. You need to realize this one day. See, there's people that's missing right now. Hallelujah. That we don't even know where they're at. See, we need to look at it, you know what I'm saying, like God looks at it. Could it be some of these people have already been taken up? We don't even know where they're at. They heard nothing from them, but hallelujah. This is what the word of God tells us. One will be here. And the other one will be taken away. So where will you be at when the rapture comes? What side would you be on? Hallelujah. I know I don't want to be on that side of weeping and crying and the gnashing of teeth. So I don't want to be in that place. Hallelujah. Because you will get your judgment. He is coming again. He is coming again for his righteousness. Hallelujah. He's coming again for his just, hallelujah. The just that lives by faith, hallelujah. He's coming again for his beloved, hallelujah. See, Jesus Christ is coming to this church. Those that have the mark, hallelujah, on the forehead, hallelujah. He is coming again. See, this is the good news, hallelujah, that he is coming again. But it may not be good news at all, hallelujah. He is coming again. So which person are you, hallelujah, when he does come? Will you examine yourself right now to see which one that you are? See, a lot of us will say, well, you know, I've been saved. I'm in Christ. Hallelujah. But see, the Bible tells us, hallelujah. He tells us that the just shall live by faith. See, now, if you are in Christ, but here you are in this place, were you denying that, hey, that this is for you, this is for you to do this and for you to do that. Don't you know that is a sin? Hallelujah. That's a sin of unbelief or disbelief. And don't you realize that is an unforgivable sin? Hallelujah. When you have heard the word, you have believed the word, but you're still going to do how you want to do. You're going to do like Satan tells you to do. Don't you know that is the only sin that God did not forgive right there on the cross? Because you first have to believe, hallelujah, first. So when you enter into that place of unbelief, hallelujah, you are not in Christ, hallelujah. He is coming again. Not for those who don't believe. He's coming for those who do believe. But we thank God that he's so merciful and he's so forgiving and he's so gracious that he gives us another opportunity. But even when we mess up, hallelujah, for us not to be ashamed, for us not to be condemned, but when we mess up, hallelujah, go to Jesus. Will you look to Jesus? Hallelujah. See, a lot of times we mess up and we stay right there in that place that we done made a mistake and we done messed up. When God have already given Jesus Christ for us to go through. You need to understand this here. God's the Father Almighty. He's the Father and not the judge. See, God is not judging you. If you didn't know that, hallelujah, then now you know. So you will be judged, hallelujah, if you're in Christ. See, God is going to judge you one or two ways. If you have or if you don't have, or you're in Christ or you're not in Christ, or you're believing in him, hallelujah, for all things, or you're not believing him for all things. See, the word of God tells us that faith, the faith that's contaminated, that means a little bit of God and a whole lot of you. That faith contaminated. Hallelujah. So which one are us? Are we neutral? We don't have God at all? Neither are we serving Satan? We just going to be in that place where I'm just going to live my best life. I'm going to live how I want to live. However I feel, that's what I'm going to do. Now, I'm going to do good sometimes. And sometimes if I don't feel like doing good, I'm going to do evil. See, we're in a neutral place. The Bible tells us, you know, to either be hot or cold. He said, lukewarm, he said, I will spit you out of my mouth. Hallelujah. So you have already said that, hallelujah, I'm not in a place of disbelieving. I'm in a place of unbelieving. Hallelujah. He ain't coming for you. Are you excited about that he is coming again? Are you believing? Are you right there in that place of faith? Are you loving your brothers and your sisters? Or are you safe? Are you guilty? Are you condemned? Either way, wherever you are right now, he is coming again. So get right, church. Get right. Do what God have already instructed us to do. He made it simple and easy for you. Believe me. Receive me. Love one another. Hallelujah. It's just as simple as that. Anything else you're adding on to it. Hallelujah. See, I tell you the truth. Jesus loved you.
Yes,
Jesus loved you. He is our Savior. Now he is near because we see all the signs. We see every single thing that God has done right here. Every single thing that he done, we see it right here in 2021. When it looked like it was at the end. Hallelujah. God loves us because you're still here. Hallelujah. By his grace. Hallelujah. His mercy. His forgiveness. He has given us so much grace that we too. Hallelujah. We should give favor to one another as well. God gave us so much favor, so we should also give that favor to one another. He loves us so much, so we should also love. We represent him. He has forgiven us for every single thing that we have done, every single thing that we have said. Hallelujah. Yesterday, forgive us today, and he forgives you, forgive you tomorrow. So we too shall forgive. See, don't be in that place where you're caught red-handed. He give us peace. He gave us peace, his peace, in every single thing. We can have the peace of God. But see, you got to trust that. So you can't enter into a place of worry. See, if you enter into a place of worry, that means that you're working hard to see how you can get something done. But God loves you so much, he gave Jesus Christ, and you need to realize that it's already done. Enter into that place of rest, because that's what God is. God is in a place of rest. So you too, be in that place of rest. God loves you. God loves you. Don't waste no more time. Don't waste no more time out of your life being like the world. Don't waste no more time talking about me. Don't waste no more time hating on me. I'm not going to waste no more time hating on you. You're wasting time. Hallelujah. Time is not on your side. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, you have time. God loves you. Let's not continue to be like Satan. Let's not talk like him. Let's not act like him. Let's be like God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is calling us back to be his sheep. He's calling us back for us to be saved. Love your brothers. Love your sisters. Love your children. Hallelujah. Unconditionally. Unconditionally. Just as God has loved you. Talk good to those. And talk good about those. Talk good about me. I'm going to talk good about you. It really don't matter what you say about me, no how. I know who I belong to. You can say what you want to say. I'm still going to talk good about you. Hallelujah. I'm still going to love you. I'm still going to give to you. He is coming again. Now, somebody said this here, and it makes a whole lot of sense. But don't you get caught slipping. Don't you get caught slipping. Slipping back into that place where you're being how you used to be. Jesus, he's coming again. So come to Jesus while you still have time. Hallelujah. May the word of God be for the people of God. Hallelujah. There might be one. Hallelujah. There might be one that realizes that the life that they're living is not the life that God intends for you to live. Well, this is your opportunity. Tomorrow is not promised to you. See, the Bible says that he's coming again. Nobody knows the time. Nobody knows the day. Nobody knows the hour that he's coming. But right here in this moment right here, you have the opportunity to give your life over to Jesus Christ. Will you press one today? Just press one on your telephone. Press one. on your telephone. This is the most important thing that you can do because he is coming again. The signs are already there. Hallelujah. It's already been prophesied. While you have time. Hallelujah. There may be one. Hallelujah. You have already prayed the prayer of salvation. But you have slipped back into your world itself. Hallelujah. The pride of life. The lust of the eyes. The lust of the flesh. You just have slipped back. You was on fire. Hallelujah. For the Lord. But you have went back to doing how you used to do it. Because it got hard. Hallelujah. We're your present one. Hallelujah. Apostle Tawanika and I, we will help you to get back in that place. You know, there's love. Hallelujah. There's power in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But see, you have to give it all over to God. That's why God put us right here in this place. In this right here place. God lives in people. So will you come to God? Hallelujah. We're just going to pray with you. We're going to pray for you. We're going to help you to get back on track. Hallelujah. Not leading you to us, but leading you back to Jesus. We depress one. We thank Brother Joel for coming in prayer, you know, asking, you know, God to, for a favor, you know, for our brothers and sisters, his nieces and nephews. We thank God, you know, that he came right here in prayer and he brought the prayer. But there may be one more that has a prayer petition. You may know someone that needs prayer. Will you come? Will you come? Hallelujah. While you have time. See, it don't matter what it is. Will you come? Just press one. See, there may be one that's looking for a church home as well. One that's looking for a church home. Apostle Tawanika and I, we would love to be your shepherd. We would love to be your pastor. We would love to be a leader. We're just going to love on you. Hallelujah. While you still have time, will you come? See, there's no time and no distance in spirit. Will you come? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 We thank God at this time, Lord. We ask that you bless all here in service and every need be met. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for the word that went forth on today, knowing that you're coming back again. It's our prayer that all be ready when you come. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. At this time, we'll receive our tithes and offering. You can send those over to Pastor Chantel through Cash App. If you have Cash App or any other methods we have for you, you can give us a call and we can tell you other ways that you can send over your tithes and offering here to the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. The number you will call, our direct church line number is 484-740-5075. Again, it's 484-740-5075. Amen. May you be blessed in your sowing on today as we decree and declare that you sow on good ground. Amen. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom on our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute it. Our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is my frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit kissed generous heart. But as we sow, oh God, that you give it back to us. We sow today, oh God, good measure placed down. Grind it over, shake it together, and then shall give it to our bosoms. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all here in Sunday service at 2 p.m. here in Houston, Texas. Our Sunday announcements today, July 11, 2021. We're the Gospel Public Ministers, Senior Pastor of Apostle Tawanika Manning and Dorsey Manning. On Mondays, we have our intercessory prayer at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time at 732-434-2510. Wednesdays, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line at 845-277-9213, which is our service line, our church service line. Amen. On Saturdays, we have our little teachers at 12 noon Central Standard Time here on our church service line. And Sundays, we have two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us on Thursdays. We have a shout at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can join us from 6 to 7 p.m. where it's a time of praise and worship, prayer, testimony, and the Word of God. Amen. So join us. God bless you all. We pray you have a blessed day in the Lord. Amen. At this time, we'll release the blessings, and then our pastor will say, amen, and we'll bring our benediction. We bless you to the Gospel Public Ministries. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity and to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. I do trust that the Holy Spirit was able to move on every single heart, every single mind, that you was able to hear God and not hear me. He is coming again. Talking about Jesus Christ, he is coming again. I challenge every single one that heard this message today, you know, to pass this message along. Live like God told you to live. But pass this message along that he is coming again. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight, to Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen, and amen again.
Amen.
We love you.
Hallelujah.
God loves you more. Remember, Satan is defeated and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all have
yes,
a blessed
Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
Lord.
I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Heavenly home, people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that life. Can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days learned. Tell him how to leave, stop breathing, yeah. Get there.